This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Ever since the Parkland school shooting in February, celebrities, residents, and organizations have been donating money to the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Victims Fund. That money is set to be divvied up between victims' families, but people spoke their minds at the first of two town halls today in Davie about how to split it. The Victims Fund was created just after the shooting by several businesses and foundations. It has raised more than $7.5 million in total. The fund has a steering committee that's drafting a plan for distribution. The National Compassion Fund will review the applications and decide who receives the money. Jeff Dion directs the National Compassion Fund.
There are three primary groups of eligible individuals. The first are the families of those who were killed.
The next highest amount of money is slated to go to victims who were hospitalized overnight. And some funds will also go to victims suffering from PTSD and other psychological trauma. Tony Montalto's daughter Gina was one of the victims. He worries there wasn't enough public notice prior to the meeting.
I think it really would have helped and really been nice had somebody remembered the victims' families. And we understand that the survivors need help also. But what happened to us is permanent.
The online applications for receiving fund benefits are scheduled to open on May 1st. I'm Katie Switalski in Davie.